It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy, brought to you by Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Pam, welcome back.
Hey, Ben. Great to be back.
So we've got some more questions from listeners. So here we go. Let's get into it. Somebody says, how can I safely store medications if I'm camping or out and about? A lot of people this time of year are camping, or they're in an RV, or they're at a campsite, and they have to bring their medications with them. What's the best way to store them?
You're right. Thanks, Ben. Yeah, summer certainly often has many of us on the road and away from home. But yes, safe medication storage is definitely important to make sure that our medications are actually going to work properly for us. A few tips I often suggest, certainly definitely always ensure that you store your medication in a cool and dry place. So you want to make sure that you're not storing them in the bathroom, because that moisture, it can certainly affect the medication. It's also best to make sure that you're keeping them out of areas with that direct sunlight and heat. So when you're on the road this summer, you just want to make sure that you're never leaving those medications in your vehicle, because temperatures inside that car or RV or truck can definitely get very hot very quickly. So another thing to keep in mind, if you're flying somewhere fun this summer, you want to make sure that you leave those medications in your carry-on bags and not in your check bags. We've certainly seen a number of travelers over the years here at the pharmacy that have, you know, shown up from the States or from Europe that do require us to do prescription renewals for them when they've lost their luggage en route to visiting this area. So making sure you're keeping those in your carry-on bags. And finally, you know, obviously being in, in the trailers and RVs, just really important to find a space that's up high and out of reach of children and pets so that they're not getting into those prescription medications as well.
Good points for sure. This kind of ties into it. Somebody else says, is there any over-the-counter remedies for motion sickness? A lot of people are out in a boat, in cars, on boats, on ferries. Motion sickness, pretty common thing, right?
You're right. Yes. Yes, it certainly is. That's a great question. Definitely with lots of travel in the summer months, this is something that we are often asked. The most commonly used over-the-counter product to help with motion sickness is one called Diamond Hydronate, or as most people know it better as, is Gravol. So if you know that you often get motion sick or what triggers that for you, when you do travel, it's best to try to prevent it before it starts rather than trying to treat it after the fact. So because of that, we often recommend taking Gravol at least an hour before you plan to travel. So if you do need to take that Gravol to prevent or to treat that motion sickness, just keep in mind it can tend to cause drowsiness for some people. Other side effects to consider would be dizziness, shakiness. It can cause a bit of blurred vision or confusion, as well as constipation. So certainly there's a number of factors, patient factors that can influence which of those side effects you may experience. But we like to make sure people know that these are a possibility. And of course, avoiding drinking any alcoholic beverages if you do require that Gravol or Diamond Hydronate as well. But in addition to the medication, there's a few sort of non-medication basic tips we like to suggest to patients, and definitely relevant this time of the year. So I'm sure many people that experience motion sickness would already know these, but as a friendly reminder, a few things that might help while you're traveling would include getting that cool, fresh air, so keeping those windows open, or get the AC on. You definitely want to avoid, reading or being on screens if you are prone to motion sickness. If you're on a boat, trying to stick to the middle and focusing on the horizon can help. And finally, one tip would be to try to snag that front seat in the car, or better yet, drive the vehicle rather than being the passenger, as long as you haven't already taken that Gravol already, of course, which you wouldn't want to take and then drive.
Right. Okay. Another very common summer problem for a lot of people, a sunburn. What's the best way to treat a sunburn? Somebody wants to know.
Yep, of course. So I think we've talked about this before, but first of all, making sure, the best thing to do, of course, is try to avoid that sunburn. So making sure you try to prevent that burn by staying in the shade or covered up as much as possible and to keep that sunscreen on. However, if you do end up with that sunburn, there's a few things that you can do at home to help. Of course, it depends on the degree of severity of the burn, because depending on that degree of severity of burn, you may require an assessment. by your primary care provider. So never hesitate to reach out to your pharmacist or doctor or nurse practitioner if you're unsure if it should, if it does require further assessment. But in the case of a minor sunburn, some of the things that you might want to consider doing at home would include like a cool bath or wet cool compresses are helpful. So trying those compresses, you know, for 20 minutes at a time, maybe 4 or 5 times a day can help provide some relief. Calamine lotion, so good old-fashioned calamine lotion or a colloidal oatmeal lotion, like what we find in an Aveeno lotion, can be soothing as well. And of course, pain-relieving medications, if you're able to take them, like acetaminophen or Tylenol or ibuprofen, like also known as Advil or Motrin, can help provide some pain relief as well. There's some evidence to support the use of a topical pain gel called diclofenac or Voltaren. That's available over the counter, so that can help to reduce pain and redness and swelling as well. And I'm sure everyone, you know, we get a lot of questions about aloe vera as well. It's, you know, one of those sort of old-fashioned remedies. And I'm sure many people have heard of using that in treating sunburns, but the evidence on it really is a bit limited and a bit conflicting, so isn't necessarily one that we regularly recommend. But yes, at the end of the day, we really just want to make sure we avoid those sunburns if at all possible. We all know that repeated sun exposure and those sunburns are definitely associated with skin cancers and premature skin aging. So minimizing that UV exposure because it is associated with, you know, up to 90% of non-melanoma skin cancers, which are on the rise, as well as up to 65% of melanomas cancer. So keep in mind just to try to avoid those sunburns if at all possible, but some of those tips there in case you do find yourself in that situation.
Perfect. Some great advice. Thanks so much. This concludes our Ask a Pharmacist for this time. Thanks so much, Pam.
Perfect. Thanks, Ben.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.